A 440-acre property in the heart of Baton Rouge is like a lush sanctuary dropped in the city. What was once Windrush Plantation is now Burton Museum and Gardens. The Burton family donated the property to LSU more than half a century ago to advance horticulture, celebrate the state's rural culture, and keep a green space in the city. David Floyd is the director of the Rural Life Museum.
This was a decision made in 1965 and 66, way before this interstate came through and before Essen Lane was even paved in portions. So that was there was a lot of foresight in making that decision.
The property includes the LSU Rural Life Museum, the LSU Wax Center Botanic Gardens, and Windrush Gardens. Plans are to expand the exhibits at the museum. A new pavilion also is in the works at Trees and Trails to promote education on urban forest. Beautiful rose and ginger gardens already are big attractions, but Jeff Keeney, director of the Botanic Gardens, says they are adding more features.
We just recently added the children's garden, which is the first phase of many children's gardens that are going to be built out here. We also are going to, the next phase will be implementing a new visitor's center.
Ag Center faculty also conduct research at Burton on a variety of crops, ornamental and wetland plants, and grasses. Annual events such as Garden Fest and Harvest Days highlight this work while bringing people from across the state and the world. Visitors to Burton Museum and Gardens get a unique look at the rural and agricultural past, present, and future of Louisiana.
We're giving them an opportunity to taste what it's like to be a Louisianan from our history and our food and our agriculture and our flora and vegetation.
The rebranded property has LSU and the Ag Center working together to enhance the visitor experience.
This combining efforts is really going to make this a significant destination for the South.
Burton Museum and Gardens is open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. With the LSU Wax Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.